What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. Block online trackers, annoying pop-up ads, unlock geo-blocked content. Maybe you miss the WWE Network. Maybe you want that AEW+. Maybe you want to subscribe to overseas services so you can get UFC pay-per-views at a reduced rate. Well, NordVPN.com/Fightful allows you to do that, and you can do it with 4 months for free with that link. Not only that, you get your 30-day money-back guarantee as well, just in case you don't like it for any reason. It works on all of your devices, so you can do this stuff wherever you are. Maybe you're on that unsecured Wi-Fi at the airport, the hotel. Yeah, it can be dangerous. Your info is at risk, but you can still gain access to all that stuff. Check out all of your favorite shows, or maybe shows you haven't discovered before, with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Now with multiple tiers, so you can get whatever services that you want. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Joel Pearl at Fightful.com, and it's time to speak with a guy that, I mean, I like you, but we've
Oh,
been,
do you?
Yeah.
Do you like me, Joel?
Yeah, we've been having a few rounds, but I've got AEW star Serpentico here. How
hey,
are you, my
up?
Friend?
How you doing? It's good how you to doing, see everybody you? There in internet land? I'm doing great. Can't complain.
So we're here at Greektown Wrestling in Toronto. Tonight you had a match against Aiden Prince.
I did.
The outcome, the result didn't really go in your favor.
Yeah, no, it did not, but he has my respect. I think we both won the respect of this Toronto crowd. They're on their feet for the entire thing. So, you know what? It sucks to lose, but at the same time, like, when you get that reaction from the crowd, it stings just a little bit less.
Absolutely. You know? So, lately, I think most fans of AEW have seen you working on the single circuit.
Yeah.
Your tag team partner from Chaos Project, Luther, has been sidelined, unavailable.
Yeah, yeah.
So, really, while you've been working as a singles competitor, you haven't been having a great experience. You're all
Wait a minute.
All right,
What is that supposed to mean? Great experience. What is that? What does that mean?
You're losing. You're not winning matches, Serpentico.
Okay, yeah, but I won last night. I beat hold up. Uh-oh, you're not going to report that, are you? Yeah. I beat Space Monkey last night at Greektown over in London. You won't report that, will ya? Will ya? A little bias there, I think, huh?
At Rampage, Buddy Matthews beat that ass, though.
It's funny how we could do those at the same time. Anyway.
A really cool experience.
Time is a flat circle. It's kind of weird, you know.
I've always assumed that just because, you know, Serpentico, you're a mass superstar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just figured there was more than one of you.
It might have been Wiggle that stole my mask.
That's just what I figured.
Him and Sammy are good mask dealers.
That's just how it works.
You know what? Every time from now on, if I lose, you can probably bet it's Fuego del Sol stealing my mask and just losing.
That works.
How about
sweet.
That?
Yeah, let's do that.
Sweet.
Like it.
Yeah.
So
I like it.
While you're working the singles gimmick, these singles matches, I should say, what's the plan? You gotta find the win. How's it gonna come? I'm gonna ask you actually. You know what?
Yeah.
Do you know when your last victory on AEW TV was?
I beat Barry Morales around 2.5 months ago on AW Dark, filmed in Orlando, Florida. You didn't think I knew, did you? Oh, yeah, I do, and I'll never forget.
I really didn't expect you to know that. Look, it's right in my notes.
I do my own notes on myself.
Wonderful. I mean, listen, you are a note taker. You are a man of style. I give it to you there. So you're gonna. So you got that win back in June.
I did.
Since then, it's been a little more difficult to find the victories. What's the trick for Serpentico moving forward to find singles division success?
Well, I truly think there is a conspiracy theory against me at work. Uh-huh. I think Nyla Rose has Tony Khan's ear, and I think she gives him these ideas for me to wrestle these guys that outweigh me 2 or 3 times. How is that fair? I think Nyla Rose is up to no good. Wow. And I think I'm going to have to pay her back somehow. I don't know how. I don't know when. Oh, but I will.
I mean, I guess this is the perfect time as any to ask you.
Yeah.
Chaos Project, let's say if you guys, as the AEW Trios Championship shifts into focus.
Okay.
Chaos Project maybe wants to add one more.
Okay.
I saw you mentioned Miro. He was wearing the shirt the other day.
To be fair, he was wearing the shirt.
He was wearing the shirt.
I don't know where that picture came from.
That's true.
He was wearing the shirt. So
if it's not Miro, let's say Miro decides he has other people he wants to work with, who does Chaos Project pick, and why is it maybe Nyla Rose?
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, come on, let's think about it.
Wait, hold on.
If the two of you could bury the hatchet?
No, so here's
Nyla Rose is a very, very strong, powerful woman. She can absolutely add to your team.
And
you
that
have to
is,
put that over.
That is the problem. Lord Luther, as I like to call him, he is a very strong individual.
Yes.
I don't need two very strong individuals trying to throw me around the ring. But if it leads us to, you know, possibly get those trios titles around my ways, and I guess their ways too, you know what? I'll put up with it, maybe, kind of, maybe.
What do they say? The enemy of my enemy is also my friend?
Yeah, whatever Shakespeare said, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, sure.
But if not Nyla, let's pick another person from AEW, another wrestler who might fit into the trios of Chaos Project.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It's Danhausen. See that hint? You like it, right?
Yeah.
Really easy to understand,
yeah,
right?
It's good. Yeah.
I think he would fit in our motley crew of weirdos and weird cursing stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I think he's already cursed me a couple times, but, you know, it's fine. It's fine. I'll forgive him. It's fine. It's okay.
Let's shift focus a little bit. We'll go back to your singles title, Matt, your aspirations.
Yes.
The All-Atlantic Championship held by the Bastard Pack.
Yes.
Would you consider a run over in the British wrestling scene where maybe the wrestlers are not as large or maybe are a little easier to defeat to get to Pack in that All-Atlantic Championship?
So here's the problem.
I
can defeat all these wrestlers, and then I got to face Pack, which... I've kind of faced him before. I don't know. Help me out here. It sucked. It sucked. Yeah. It was painful. I think he kind of spit his gum in my mask. Very, very awkward. Very disrespectful. But I wouldn't mind a rematch. Now that I've learned a lot from facing Pac before, I would love a rematch. You know, and I would love to prove myself to eventually get to that that stage where I can challenge for the title. That'd be great. That'd be fantastic.
My final question for you:
are you sure?
I mean, listen, we can go all day if you really want.
I got to get back to Orlando.
That's a good point. So we see in your matches, you come out, you got the big streamers. Yep. We got photos of that everywhere on social media. I posted some tonight.
You do.
They're
great. They're great.
Thank you very much. I got to ask two questions. One.
You said one, and then you said two.
All right, fine. The first one is, do you feel bad for the people who have to clean up those streamers every single time you go up there?
At first, I did. I used to apologize to everyone around the ring. I would go, sorry, 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 sorry. And then they would give me shit for it. I don't know if you can curse on here. Sorry.
Yeah, go for it. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Every time I would, show up to work, they would, just yell at me. I'm like, well, why am I apologizing if you yell at me a week later? But, yes, I do feel bad, and I feel terrible, and I try to clean up as much as possible. What you guys don't see is when somebody else comes out, the music comes out, I'm cleaning my stuff up and getting it out of the way.
So this leads me to my final question. The follow-up is, because you're still working outside of AEW, you had a match tonight, Freakdown Wrestling in Toronto, do you have any secrets for a fast cleanup when it comes to those streamers?
No, well, it has to be an indoor arena, an indoor venue.
Yep.
You wrestle an outdoor venue. The wind can take it a million miles, a million places. It's really hard to clean up.
Yep.
The problem is I can make it easier on people because I can just keep them and then bring them in and toss them myself. But I really love just drop them and see what happens. I just see what happens and see if anyone cleans them up. Or you know what I love to do? I love to wrestle with all the streamers in the ring already.
Oh, yeah.
It makes it a different spectacle. No one else does it. It's great. You know, it looks great in pictures.
So you got the barbed wire matches with the ropes covered in barbed wire. Serpentico is going to have
covered in streamers, baby. Let's go.
Serpentico, plug everything you got, please. Tell them where to find you.
Yeah, I'm on social media, Twitter, Instagram, at King Serpentico. I'm also on Twitch. I try to stream every Monday, Tuesday, and Fridays, schedule permitting. twitch.tv/SerpenticoTV and then pearlsingtees.com/Serpentico shop.aw/chaosproject. I got a bunch of links, really hard to keep track of. I get hit in the brain a lot, so sorry. You know, we can slow it down, rewind it. It's fine. It's on video, right?
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be on YouTube.
Yeah, perfect.
Serpentico, I think I had you pegged wrong. I like you.
Well, thank you for liking me. I appreciate it. This Toronto crowd loved me.
They really did.
Oh, all these people right here.
That's right. They're all enjoying the intermission and the merchandise. I am at Joel Pearl, JOELPEARL. Ladies, gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.